Civico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't.
All you gotta do is ask them.
All you gotta do is ask them, exactly. Thank you, bud. And we're here every night and Saturday night, and we have our video cast at philhendryshow.com, and we have our podcasts every day, so if you miss the show, you just plug in the old iPod or whatever you plug in, however you plug it in, and whatever you use to plug it into, and you can catch the show that way. That's a beautiful thing. You can also get our classic Phil podcasts, which are free by way of iTunes. Those are free. And you can also visit our shop and check into our news feed, and you have exclusive access to comment on the stories that we put up there. Now, we do not edit or censor our comment section. And so there are a lot of different kinds of comments you're going to see. Lots of different kinds of people. A lot of different kinds of weird asses that are commenting there. And so I don't, you know. It was so out of control at one point that we finally decided, okay, you know, you're going to have to at least give us a username. Because everybody was, like, making up names, and it was getting pretty radical. But we have this, like I said, if you're a subscriber, you can post any comment you want there. We do not censor at all, never have. We got close, but we haven't. That's just one of the many features at our website, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. It's well worth it. In fact, we think it's the only subscription in the entire radio game, with the exception of maybe Bubba's, Howard's, you know, a couple of friends of ours, that's worth it. 877-876-7445. Very happy to bring on the line here Harvey Wireman, retired attorney at law. Harvey has had a long and distinguished career. Actually went to law school by way of the United States Marines way back when. Harvey then worked with the ACLU, was a defense attorney, a criminal attorney, I should say, for some time. Has worked pro bono for a lot of different causes and joins us from his home in San Marino, California. Harvey, good evening. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
And tonight we're going to talk about Anthony Weiner. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a disgrace. I think he has disgraced himself, and I think he's disgraced the office. And it's unheard of. It's uncalled for. And I don't think, and I wouldn't make the claim, Phil, that when I was a young man, we didn't have people that were this bereft of morality. I would never say that. But what I would say is I think they had a little more sense, you know, and maybe that's because you and I have, discussed that the press protected a lot.
The press covered a lot of stuff up back then, didn't they?
They did. They protected a lot of these people, but it's a different ball game now. And if you're going to be a congressman, you have to understand the rules of the road and act appropriately, and obviously, he didn't. Now, I know you wanted to talk to me tonight because I have some viewpoints on whether or not this man is should be run out of office.
Well, the questions, I think, are these. The questions are, is this man, Anthony Weiner, has he lost all ability to do his job, which is to represent the people of his congressional district, given the fact it's possible he still could be accused of a crime, correct?
Yes, he still could be accused of a crime.
All right, so that's one aspect of this. Number two, will he be accused of a crime? And if so, what crimes? And number three, does he quit or doesn't he? You know, and everybody's talking about he's ought to quit, he ought to quit, he ought to quit. I don't think I've heard anybody say that he shouldn't, except until I heard you, Harvey, and you don't think he should.
I don't think he should, because I think there's a couple of things that haven't been taken into consideration. Number one, you know, he's a man who is a congressman. He is not a man who is doing a job that, however important, is not a job that is not a job that's vital. I believe that a man like a man like Anthony Weiner should get what we call in golf a mulligan, if you want to call it.
A mulligan, huh?
Yeah.
That's when you get another shot.
I think he gets another shot, and I'll tell you why. Because He should have a one-time exemption from prosecution, and there's a good chance he could get prosecuted for the Twitter.
Yeah, that was the.
All right, he tweeted these pictures to an underage girl.
And that's serious.
Well, let's slow down, okay?
It's not serious that a 17-year-old underage girl might have gotten these pictures?
We don't know that a 17-year-old girl did. What we understand is that there was a 17-year-old girl that he had a conversation with. Now,
all right, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If he was found out that it was a 17-year-old girl that got these pictures, does he get prosecuted?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because, as I said, it is a very high-profile learning experience. And he can become the face of this kind of problem. Anthony Weiner could be there to espouse what happens when you, take a picture of yourself in that state and you send it to a girl that's 15 years old. You can get yourself into some very, very serious problems very quickly. And so, no, I don't think he should resign. And that's not my only reason.
Okay.
The other reason I have for him not resigning is that and I speak as a Jew, we don't have a lot of Jews in Congress. And I'm not saying it's because of bigotry. I'm not saying it's because, we just don't have a lot of Jews. And if he resigns, now we lose a Jew. And
well, what does that mean? What is that? Is that the same as an African-American?
Well, it's yes, I think it is, because if you want to paint things in terms of ethnicity and special interests, Anthony Weiner is not just a Democrat; he's a Jew, and I'm a Jew, and I would take note. You know, I'm a lawyer, and everyone thinks every lawyer's a Jew. Well, that isn't the case. So we don't need to have more Harvey Weirmans. We probably could use a few more Phil Hendrys in the law profession, but not so in politics. So that is important to me. But mostly, I don't think he should resign because he's got a lot of work to do for Obama. And Obama needs all the swing and you-know-whats he can get. So.
All right, well, let's take a look at what you just said, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
All right, Harvey Weirman is our guest. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You just said that Weiner shouldn't resign because, number one, there's an opportunity for him to become the poster boy for this kind of problem, so that as long as he is in Congress, we are reminded of the responsibilities and the duties and the pitfalls of that kind of responsibility. Number two, he should not be prosecuted for a crime because he is one of the few Jews serving in Congress, and there'd be one less Jew.
That's correct, yes.
And the third one's the one I think I got the most problem with. Obama needs him.
Why do you say you got a problem with that?
Well,
regardless of whether you, I thought you liked Obama.
I like any president trying to do a good job, but here's the thing. You keep this guy in office because he is a help to Obama. Now you got people screaming politics.
That's not politics. What do you mean, screaming politics? He is. Is this man not one of the pivotal players for the Democrats in the House of Representatives?
Yes.
Then why would you want to get rid of him?
And if I'm a Republican, I'd want to get rid of him.
And you're telling me that I'm playing politics. See, you know.
No. You're missing my point. I'm saying that this should not have anything to do with politics. If he broke the law, it shouldn't have anything to do with politics. If he sent these images, whether or not it was against the law, it shouldn't have anything to do with politics. If he offended, you see what I'm saying?
I'm speaking to you as a practical individual, and I'm telling you right now, just speaking to you as a supporter, as just an objective observer. If you lose this guy Weiner, then what the Republicans will do to the Obama administration and agenda, they'll carve it and slice it and they'll cut it to pieces. They'll cut it to ribbons. You got to have guys like this. So,
and you're saying that as an objective person who's not necessarily an Obama fan?
That's exactly right. I'm looking at a practical solution to the problem. if you keep him in there, Obama's got a fighting chance, along with all the other Democrats. But if you take him out, you won't recognize the Obama. History will not be able to recognize the Obama administration. It'll be carved up so bad.
We're talking with Harvey Wireman. The number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Harvey, it's interesting talking with you.
Which means what? It means that I gotta. You think I'm an idiot, don't you?
No, not at all.
Because I was listening to some of the comments off air. I'm not on here as a Democrat, you understand?
No, but that's what I'm having a hard time with. You're not a Democrat or Republican, but you don't want to get rid of this guy, Weiner, because it'll hurt Obama if you do.
It hurts Obama. It's a cheap way of getting at Obama. If you're a Republican, let me just ask you a question. If you're a Republican and you want to get at Obama, but you know you got a guy named Anthony Weiner standing in the way, and suddenly out of heaven falls this gift from heaven, and it happens to be these pictures that this stupid ass sent. Okay. You are going to, you can't, you know full well that you got to, you do that. What I'm trying to say is,
What are you trying to say here?
I'm trying to say that Republicans know that there's a guy somewhere in their ranks that does the same thing. So you got to take it and run with it. And I'm just saying that the Democrats can't afford that, because the Republicans are going to try to get this guy to resign regardless.
The Republicans are going to try to get Weiner to resign, and they'll claim it's a moral thing.
Yes, but what they really want to do is they want to cut Obama to pieces. They don't give it. I don't think there's a Republican out there that cares whether a 15-year-old got it or a 3-year-old. I think what they want is to get Weiner and to throw him under the wheels of a passing train. Forget about a bus. Forget about throwing him under the wheels of a bus. That's for kids. That's kid stuff. That's chump change. That's punk stuff. I mean, they want to take Weiner and throw him under the wheels of a passing freight train. Right under that metal wheel. Have you ever seen the way...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Harvey Wireman with us, an attorney at law who's talking about Anthony Weiner. Should he resign? No. Anthony Weiner should stay in office, according to Mr. Wireman, because he would be a great poster boy for this kind of a problem, because the job he does is far too important, because it's a great learning experience. And he's Jewish. They don't have a lot of Jews in Congress, and I'm quoting Mr. Wireman, and Obama needs him. Now, none of that addresses the issue at hand, which is the very aberrant behavior of this man, borderline criminal behavior of this man, his own party wanting him out. So is there any reason to keep him in? And we're going to continue our discussion with Harvey Wireman, and you're welcome to join in, folks, at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Oh, before I forget, I want to tell you all about one of our great sponsors, and I always like talking about these great guys over there at Life Change Tea, because they help extend the healthy life of your loved ones or yourself by simply taking a beautiful glass of tea or two a day, Life Change Tea, that is, an all-natural, all-organic blend specially formulated to detoxify. That's what the ball game's all about, you know? It doesn't matter what age. All of this garbage we got, you know, it collects. And it's not the obvious thing you're thinking of either, bud. It cleanses not only your colon, but your blood, your liver, your kidneys. detoxifies and cleanses all of that. And this is particularly good and effective if you want to lose weight, believe it or not. If you want to lose weight, you'll benefit from this great-tasting, non-caffeinated tea. It's called Life Change Tea. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea. No gimmicks, just results. A happier you. So here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, getthetea.com, G-E-T-T-H-E-T-E-A.com, or you can call this number, 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com, one of our great sponsors, Life Change Tea, and please tell them that when you visit them, Phil Hendry sent you from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, Harvey Wireman on the line with us from San Marino, California, as we continue our discussion here of Anthony Weiner. The most serious issue, in my opinion, Harvey, and we'll take your phone calls too, folks, at 877-876-PHIL, the most serious issue to my manner of thinking, even if it's not yet been stated or claimed or proven, but there's a possibility some of these pictures found their way to underage women.
Well, I don't see that as a problem. And
you don't see that as a problem?
No, I do not. I don't see it as a problem at all. I see that there are some people that will try to make it a problem. And I see that there are some people who will try and turn it into coin a phrase, a federal case, you know. But this is a United States congressman. And there is an office that this man holds. And
no, but hold on for a minute. I'm talking about...
I'm listening to what you're... I'm trying to answer your question, though.
No, I don't think you are. If Anthony Weiner sent pictures to underage... We already know he had a conversation with a 17-year-old. We already know that the guy stood in front of a press conference and was asked the question, did any of these pictures go to young women? And he couldn't answer. He said he didn't know.
He answered the question. He said that they didn't.
No, he did not. He said that he didn't. Maybe some did.
Well, my position is this, if you'll let me finish.
Go ahead.
My position is this, that Anthony Weiner may have sent these photos, graphic though they may be, to an underage woman. But I would ask you a question. If you have a daughter, and I want people to be objective, I'm an attorney, and I've worked as an attorney ever since I was a very young man in the Marine Corps. I will tell you that I've got a daughter and I have a son, and if she were 12 or 13 and she got a picture of this guy's package, I guess is how you say it, in the mail or however they deliver these things, there are worse things in this world.
Well, that sounds so partisan.
No, hold on for just a minute. Hold on.
That sounds so there are worse things in this world. Even the Democrats themselves, Harvey.
Hold on for just a minute, if you don't mind. I understand that the Democratic Party wants him out. But they're not thinking with their head. They're thinking, all they're doing is reading the poll, the Gallup polls and everything. People, if you sell you've got to explain these things to the American people. You say to the American people, look at the good work this man has done. Look at the years of service that he's put in. Look at the way he has served his constituents. Look at the way that he has fought and fought. And even if you didn't agree with him, even if you didn't agree with what he did, even if you don't agree with any of that, you have to admire the work that he put in. And are you going to take all of that and throw it out because your 12-year-old daughter opened up a Twitter account that maybe you didn't even want her to have, but she opened it up anyway and broke the rule that you gave her? She opens it up and there is this guy's, you know, from the waist down. Are you going to throw out...
Yes, I am.
Are you going to throw out... Let me finish. Are you going to throw out everything? You're going to throw out a man's life's work. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes. And this whole idea that the woman... Well, the little girl, I should say, opened up a Twitter account even though I told her not to. What is that about?
If you're a father or a mother and you tell your daughter you do not go on this Twitter, I don't want you on it, I don't like the creeps that are on it, I don't know what's on it, and she does anyway, and Weiner sends her a tweet and there's a picture of it, whose fault is that? Is that his? It's not his. It's hers. These are things that people are not taking into consideration.
I don't understand that. I don't see that at all.
Well, if you don't see that, anybody listening understands I didn't force. My daughter opens up a Twitter account, and then Anthony Weiner wants to send her a picture of it. She shouldn't have opened up the Twitter account, is the point. Now,
all right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. So Anthony Weiner, even if this picture found its way into the Twitter account of an underage girl, according to Mr. Wireman, he should not be forced to resign. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstores.com or call 855-FOODWISE. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on a Tuesday night. No, Thursday. We're live. And I've been here for the last 30 minutes, but we had a little bit of a conundrum. We had a kerfuffle, man. We had, you know, we had a contretemps. We had an imbroglio. It was all jacked up.
Yeah.
But we're here, and the good guys, my good engineers, Bud Dickman, we have Neil West with us, Charles, everybody, we're on the same page here. Welcome to the program. Our number is 877-876-7445. Should I ask you, did you have a good fourth? I certainly do hope that you had a good fourth. And one of the things that I did yesterday during the fourth, rather than say have a safe fourth, which I don't think you should have to say anymore, I think it should go without saying. Instead, I tried reverse psychology. I said, and be sure to take a Roman candle and, you know.
Yeah, you said I'll stick it up a guy, put it up. Yeah.
Shut up. I'm going to say it the way I want to say it. I said, make sure you take a Roman candle and stick it up your you-know-what is what I said.
No, yeah, but you.
I said your you-know-what. And I thought by reverse psychology, it might prompt some people to think, oh, imagine the dumbass that does that. Well, there's a lot of them that do it. One of them is in this room.
No, I did not do that.
Yeah, you did. You said you put something in your pants.
Yeah, it wasn't a Roman candle.
What'd you put in your pants that year?
Sparklers.
What an idiot, man.
Why is that an idiot?
That's going to burn your pants, man. Burn everything off, man. Just like that.
Well,
no, man. No will about it. It'll burn you up, man. Burn you up and run you off.
That's right, bud. You got to be the dumbest guy in the world to do something like that. You're lucky that you got, you know, all of your parts, if you know what I mean.
God, this one guy did it.
I don't care who did it. Putting fireworks in your pants. Some guys, you know, that's the problem with dumbasses, see? You can't ever, there's no way in this world that you're able to defend yourself against the dumbass, because first of all, what a dumbass does is he ruins it for everybody. What that guy did is he saw Jackass. Okay, am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, he probably did.
You can't blame Jackass. Everybody, they always say don't do it.
Then why did you do it, man? Why'd you do it?
Because I thought of it by myself.
Oh, it was your original idea to stick fireworks in your pants.
No, there was sparklers.
Are they not fireworks?
Yeah, they are.
They're fireworks, bud.
No, they're not. Technically, they're not.
Then what do you call them? What do you call them? Do they not burn? Do they not? Can they not hurt you?
Not that much.
Really? I tell you what, bud. I'm going to get a sparkler, and I'm going to light it about a half an inch from your eyeball. Let's see whether it hurts.
Yeah, well, that will.
Oh, will it? Don't argue with me.
Yeah, but
don't argue with me about this.
You're the guy that said.
Yeah, you know why I said that? Because I know most people will laugh and they'll say, ha, 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 Phil is being facetious. And we know what the point that Phil's trying to make. Look at all these dumbasses that stick fireworks up their rear ends or they stick it in their pants and they do stupid stuff. But you, bud, you're the kind of guy, and you know that you know what I mean. So you can't fool around with me, man. Don't give me this stuff about you don't know what's up. You did that stuff because you saw other guys do it. You didn't think it was going to hurt. Okay, and it did hurt, didn't it?
No.
Then why'd you go to emergency?
I went because Phil made me go.
Yeah, well, a third-degree burn on your ass? Yeah, you bet I did. So the whole thing of it is this, man. The dumbass is the guy that does stick the fireworks up his ass. And guess what? Next thing you know, nobody gets to use fireworks. So the dumbass is the one. He's the guy. And if we could just identify all of them coming down the street, see, you only know the dumbass by after the fact. You only know about this ass after he's burned himself up or half the block with his fireworks. You only know this ass after he didn't understand this or that or something else, and he wound up killing somebody. You know, that's the only time we actually recognize that person. But if we could actually somehow hang a sign around their necks, I think if these people get arrested for anything, I think there should be a permanent, you know.
Well, they used to do that back in the old days, man.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Put a Jewish star on him and everything like that on account of the concentration camps?
Oh, will you give me a break?
That's what you want to do.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
Talk about what, a concentration camp?
Not a constipation camp, a concentration camp. What an idiot. You know about that, you're telling me.
I don't know what you... I can't hear you, man.
Concentration camp, man.
He said constipation camp.
No, I didn't.
All right, both of you shut up before I start swinging. We're just now on the air, man. We're just, you know, brand spanking new evening, huh? Do you want me to start swinging already? You want the right hand to go to work, huh? Or what did the guy say? I ain't the right hand. I'm the hand itself, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. You remember that, bud? I ain't the right hand. I'm the hand itself, okay?
Yeah, you're...
What's that?
Nothing.
Right. All right, 877-877-6PHIL. So the point being this, yesterday I said, hey, why don't you... And another thing that's fun to do is to fire your gun in the air so that the bullet goes into outer space. You know that. The bullet goes to outer space. See, it doesn't actually... It doesn't... It's not, under the rules of gravity. The bullet does not conform to the physical laws that we know of. The bullet goes to outer space, so you'll never hurt anybody. It won't actually come back to Earth and go through someone's skull, will it? But a guy like Bud, he didn't know whether I'm kidding or not.
Well, yeah, I do. Now I do.
Yeah? So anyway, I hope you had a really safe 4th of July. Everybody in our neighborhood had a great time, and we all, and nobody is that dumb. The dumbest thing I ever did with fireworks one year, and I tell you guys this?
Yeah, you said I went under the car?
I did. I had a pinwheel, one of those pinwheels that you're supposed to nail to a tree, and I didn't nail it to the tree well enough or whatever, and the thing came off and started to spin and spun on the street and spun right underneath a car.
Oh, man. But get a gasoline and everything?
I'm telling you, I saw my life flashing before my eyes as this pinwheel was spinning around on the street underneath an automobile.
Did it blow up?
No, it didn't. Nothing happened. The pinwheel spun itself out. And I was praying. I mean, I don't know what I was doing. I was standing there watching it. I probably should have started running. If I really thought I was going to blow the car up, I probably should have started into a full wind sprint in the opposite direction, you know.
But everybody else do.
Everybody was doing what I was doing, standing and holding their breath, looking at this thing. So if the car actually was going to, and that's what comes from watching too much TV, you know. Cars don't just blow up, you know, like that. Like I was telling you that one time, Bud, just because a car goes off a cliff doesn't mean it automatically blows up.
That's what my understanding is, that if a car goes off a cliff, it's got to blow up.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why it's got to blow up?
Are you kidding me? It's a car going off a cliff.
It's got to go off a cliff.
By the way, the word goad is not a word, okay?
What?
The car didn't goad off a cliff.
Well, I mean...
It went. Wow. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall on the line with us here. Hold on for a minute. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad that you had a good fourth. I wanted to ask you a question, if you could ask Bud and Robert to leave the room for just a moment. Bud and Robert, would you leave the room for just a moment?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Go on, get out. And you don't want them to listen?
No, just go into the kitchen where there's no... I want to ask you a question, okay, because I've been listening to the first few minutes here. Why do you have these two guys that don't speak English good?
Why do I have two guys that don't speak English good?
Yeah.
You realize what you just said.
What did I just say? I said to you, well, are you telling me I'm using improper English?
Pretty much, yeah. Why do I have two guys that don't speak English good?
Well, let me, you know, we'll get to me in a minute because I think you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong about that. Why do you have these two guys that carve up the English language like that?
Because they've been with me for a long time, because Robert's working security, because, Bud, you know, we picked him up out of the gutter.
Well, you got him out of some hospital ward, didn't you?
No, he came around looking for a job right after he got out of the hospital.
With a plate in his head?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm listening to them, and they're talking about gold and all this, and now, of course, you're pointing out to me. What are you, all of a sudden a grammar Nazi?
Well, what are you, man? You're calling up with the grammar Nazi stuff yourself.
All I said was, and then you started in on me. I said, why do you got these guys that don't speak? I said, why do you got two guys that don't speak English good? You say that's wrong.
Yes, that's wrong.
How would you say it?
Why do you have two guys that don't speak English properly?
Well,
you know, I mean, if you want to say it right.
Well, I don't want to sound gay. All right?
Gay? So that's what it is, huh?
Well, I mean, it sounds a bit effeminate. Why do you have two guys? You don't think it does?
No, I do not. If you're asking me why I don't have two guys on the air that don't speak English properly, then I think you need to speak the English language properly yourself.
I said it good, or however, I said it properly. I said to them, and I say to you, if you guys can't speak it gooder or however you, whatever gay way you want to put it. And
so in other words, you want them to speak English gooder, but you don't want them to speak it gay.
I'm saying we've got a male audience, and these guys are going to want to hear people that speak good or proper, but they don't want you to gay it up. I don't know how else to put it.
What do you call gaying it up, man? I want to know.
When you are all speaking English family, when you give it that, I don't know how to say it, Phil. You just give it away. You say it in a way that bothers me. And it always has bothered me. And
you know something? I think that you are, who was it the other night? Was Doug Danger? I think you're a hatbox.
Aha! So you think I'm deep in the closet.
Thank you very much. David G. Hall, and I'm sure he'll call back because I just offended him. 877-876-7445. Bobby Dooley joining us tonight to talk about sperm banks. And to talk about a particular sperm bank, a cryo laboratory that they support, and some of the challenges of being a part of an effort like that. We'll also have our news and information hour, and it is, as I say, this is our sort of the 4th of July holiday. We're in the midst of it here. It's a Thursday night. Our number 877-876-7445. We're online, by the way, at philhenryshow.com. Tomorrow, because of the holiday, tomorrow is the day that episode number 14 of the free Phil Henry podcast will be made available for download. So check our homepage out for that. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. Well, all right. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Bobby Dooley coming up. The president of the Western States Homeowners Association will be with us in a moment. And I did want to bring on Roy Biskey. Roy is he's a caller of ours. He's a guy that has been on our show before. He lives in Massachusetts. I want to get him on the line here because, Roy, you pointed out a site yesterday, and I appreciate that. Yeah, this is the Civil War photographic sites that we were checking out there at the Library of Congress.
Yes, Phil, it's a wonderful site, and I'm glad that you've made yourself, you've availed yourself of that, because there are wonderful pictures of the different principals and the people of the Civil War, and I think on the 4th of July, what a wonderful place to go and look at the photographs and see the faces of the people.
Well, the Library of Congress, everybody knows the Library of Congress.
Yes, and I hope that people are aware that you can go to the Library of Congress and you can access these photographs and you can see them, and some of them are very, very well preserved.
Well, they have JPEG versions and they have different versions, different formats. I'm looking at one here. If you can see this, anybody at home, you can see, if you're looking at Phil TV in HD, that's a picture of Lewis Payne, right?
That is Lewis Payne. That was his AKA. His real name was Lewis Powell. Lewis Powell was the man who went into the Seward household and attacked Secretary of State Seward with a knife. And thank God that Secretary of State Seward was spared. But you can see Lewis Powell himself, a victim, I think, of the terrible, terrible strife that existed in our country during the Civil War.
Why do you say he was a victim?
Well, Lewis Powell was a very poor young man, came from a poor family in Mississippi. He traveled north, worked for a time in the north, eventually did, I believe he joined the Confederate Army. He might have been in the Union Army. But you can see that this is a young man with the look of great potential. And not to cause any controversy on your program, Phil, I heard you talking earlier about how you used the word scum.
Well, I was, you know, talking to Bud.
Well, yes, but it hurts a little bit to hear that.
Why does that hurt?
Well, I think you were kidding with the young man. He said, are you a Union sympathizer? And you said, well, of course I am. Well, why, when you look in the face of Lewis Powell, Phil, and you see the innocent eyes, now I noticed you took the camera off of him.
Well, for people listening to radio, and that's the overwhelming majority of people enjoying the show tonight are listening on radio, I don't want them to be left out. We're doing a video cast, folks, so...
I'm watching your video cast, and you took the picture of Mr. Powell off of your video cast.
Yes, I did, because I want people to see me now.
Well, I'm trying to make a point, and the point here...
all right, well, let me. There he is. He's back again.
Oh, all right, thank you. The point, now look at the face and the eyes of this man. This is a look of potential lost. And to be a Union sympathizer, I suppose, is your right, since they won the war...
Well, what are you? You're a man living in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm only temporarily here because my marriage brought me here. My wife is from Massachusetts, but I am originally a Floridian, and Florida was part of the Confederacy. Now, Phil, I love America. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, because this is beginning to sound a little bit like a North. What is your point?
My point is only this. This is the face of a man who has a kind of a perfection about him. Now, I know that he attacked someone with a knife. And when he straddled Seward with that knife, and he did get up onto the bed over William Seward and straddled this man, when I read about that, and I looked at this photograph of Lewis Powell, and forgive me when I say this, but I looked at the photograph of this man, and there is a beauty about his face, and I thought to myself what it must have been like to be straddled by him. Now, that's not a comment.
What does that mean?
Well, it's not a comment. I don't want you to take that out of context.
I'm kind of gay.
No, it is not gay.
Hold on, Robert. I've got it.
No, you're taking it out of context.
All right, I'm willing to tell me what you mean. Lewis Powell, and for those of you who are looking at our video cast, you see he's a very handsome man, there's no question.
Remarkably handsome, strikingly handsome. It looks a little bit, Phil, and I say this with great respect, the way you did as a young man, not anymore.
Well, thank you, and I take that, I guess, as a compliment.
Well, the years have been trouble to all of us, but Lewis Powell looks a lot the way you did as a young man, when you were a handsome young man, as I hope I was, and I think to myself, well, if I'd met Phil Henry back then, I wonder how our lives would be different.
What does that mean, exactly?
I'm trying to tell you what it means. You're taking that out of context. And
what am I taking out of context?
Well, I know you're thinking... You know,
said, man, you'd like to be with Mr. Henry.
You know, you're taking it out of context. And
well, what are, hold on, Robert, don't butt in, okay?
Sorry.
What are we taking out of context?
Well, now you're angry. and I made you angry. And
no, I'm not. No, I'm not angry.
Yes, you are. You're angry, and I made you angry. Phil, I didn't mean to come on your program and make you angry. And
what am I taking out of context?
My comment about if you and I had met at another time in another place.
Then what?
Well, I think you get my drift. See?
Don't you, gay?
Oh, no, no.
I know, I'm taking it out of context.
Yes.
No, I don't see. No, I don't.
Well, what are you taking out of context now? The straddle part?
Yes, I'm taking that out of context. What is it with you, man? You see a picture of this guy and all you can think about is him straddling you?
No, I thought about you straddling me. And
all right, well, thank you very much.
Why, you edited it. You said that's censorship.
Yeah, that is censorship.
What do you mean it's I don't need to hear any more of that. Hey, Phil, I've been fantasizing. How is it I got on from Lincoln's assassination to this guy wanting to be straddled by me? We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley next, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Man.
Man, that guy's straddling you.
Took it out of context.
Phil Hendry.